Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
No, we fooled you again. It's live from Austin, Texas. This is Bob Dacey, once again, substituting for Alex Jones, who is still on an extended long weekend vacation, which he thoroughly deserves. So, as I promised on Friday, I'm back here Monday, and I will be back here tomorrow, too. And while I'm thinking about it, tomorrow's guest is going to be the president of the John Birch Society, John McManus. He's going to come in on the second hour tomorrow, so you sure want to stay tuned for that. But that's going to be tomorrow. Today, well, Alex communicated with me the other day that he would appreciate it if I take one of these days and use it to bash the United Nations and the Council on Foreign Relations. I'm kind of locally known here. I have a TV show here in Austin called The Simple Truth. It's been on the air for over 8 years, and I am well known in Austin for my ability to bash the United Nations, and so, and the CFR too, while we're at it, because the CFR is what created the United Nations. But that's what we're going to be doing pretty much all day long today. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to bash them as thoroughly as I can, as factually as I can. And if you are new to the subject of why anyone would dare oppose the United Nations and their light blue, warm color with the little white wheat stalks and the little global thing and their warm, fuzzy appearance, the light baby blue, why would anybody want to bash a peace organization that's for world peace and harmony and brotherhood and the rights of man? Well, if you're new to this, stay tuned to the Alex Jones Show today, and you're going to find out why someone would oppose the United Nations as much as I do, of course, as much as Alex does. Actually, when I get done today, if you don't oppose the United Nations, after you check out what I say, of course, to be all factual, which it will be, you are a communist, okay? You're a totalitarian. You believe that the communitarian way of governing man is the right way to go. You do not believe in individual liberty. You do not believe in individual human rights. You do not believe in the Bill of Rights. You do not believe in the Constitution of the United States of America. You do not believe in our way of government, okay? If by the end of today, when I'm done, you still like the United Nations, well, I guess you have a right to now. If they were able to take over this whole country, this whole world, you wouldn't have a right to do anything they didn't want you to do. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to bash the UN and the entity that created it, the Council on Foreign Relations. Again, I host a TV show here in Austin called The Simple Truth, and currently, for those of you in the Austin area, it's on Time Warner Cable Access TV tonight. I got a busy day today. Tonight from 6 to 7, and we're going to do a very special program. We're going to re-air something we did several years ago about a cure for cancer, an anecdotal story about a close personal friend of ours who got cured of cancer many, many years ago, and it's an anecdotal story about her experiences. So you definitely, if you're in the Austin area, you want to tune into it. But if you're not in the Austin area, all you got to do is wait a couple of days and go to Google Video, type in Simple Truth Bob Dacey, and you'll be able to see it. It's quite an earth-shattering revelation. So, anyway, that's what we're going to be doing, and when we get back, we're going to start our UN Bash-a-thon. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Now. Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real, and it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Bob Dacey back again, substituting for Alex Jones. Bob Dacey, I am the host of the Simple Truth TV show here in Austin, a show which is produced by my dear friends Jeff Kantoff and Kelly Taylor. But right now, we're doing the Alex Jones show. So let me tell you what we're going to do. I have an article here that the guys gave me the other day. Alex, the other day, interviewed one of these rock and rollers from Megadeth. And there's an article here about it where the UN types, UNDispatch.com, has responded to the lyrics in a Megadeth song which trashes the UN. So I want to read a little bit from this article. This is from their side, but I'm not going to give them fair shake because I don't feel like it. This was written on July the 10th. Critic Watch, Megadeth SmackDown Edition. Last summer, UN Dispatch learned that the heavy metal band Megadeth was recording an album titled United Abominations. We at UN Dispatch refuse to let Megadeth's witless screed go unchallenged. So this article is them quoting from the lyrics and then defending themselves against the charges. I'm not going to go through all of it, but I will go through a little bit. Here's some of the what they call the rant. This is a quote from some of the audio track on this song. Less than 5 miles from ground zero sits an international hotbed, the United Abominations, as it were. Created to prevent wars and promote peace, it failed to address the most dangerous threats facing the world. In a mire of hypocrisy, bribes, kickbacks, and corruption, The UN enables terrorism and ignores sex crimes by its peacekeepers. The UN is where our so-called allies undermine us, and we pay 22% of their tab to host our enemies here at home. Ambassadors from dirt-poor countries enjoy luxurious, tax-free Manhattan lifestyles, turning children into sex slaves, and enjoy diplomatic immunity. It's a complete and utter disgrace, a blot on the face of humanity, and they get away with it. I would have to agree with that. I think that's all true. Then, they defend themselves. They say, nowhere in the authoritative 911 Commission report is the United Nations cited for enabling terrorist attacks. Wait a minute. They are using the 911 Commission report to defend themselves against an attack because they claim that it's authoritative? Now, if you follow anything about anything, you know that the UN 911 Commission report, I'm sorry, the 911 Commission report was a farce. It was a cover-up. It was a monstrous lie. And that's easily demonstrated by David Ray Griffin in his book. And what, over 100 lies in there, omissions and distortions. And, of course, when I asked the chairman of the 911 Commission last year two very pointed questions, he was kind of in trouble trying to answer them. One of them is why they didn't investigate who financed the killings of 3,000 people. And the other one was, what about Building 7, buddy? And he had a real problem answering both questions. So you know that the 911 Commission report is a fraud, yet the UN uses it to defend themselves against attacks, saying that it's authoritative. Okay, the 911 report stresses the need for greater cooperation at the United Nations to strengthen security standards for travel documents. Oh, yeah, right. Then they say that the narrator of the song accuses the UN of ignoring sex crimes by peacekeepers. You can read the UN zero tolerance policy on sex crimes here, and you can click on and read their policy. Who cares about their policy? We're talking about the reality. Everywhere the UN goes, everywhere their peacekeepers go, the number one industry that sets up around them is prostitution. Okay? It's a known fact. Everywhere they go, the prostitutes are there. And a lot of those prostitutes are underage, well documented that they bring in underage prostitutes to service the UN peacekeepers. Okay? Who cares about their policy? Let's talk about reality. All right? Another that brings to mind a few years ago when my daughter graduated from St. Edward's University. I attended the graduation, of course, and the guest speaker, everybody who knows me knows all about my rancor toward the UN. You know, I just can't stand them. And the guest speaker was a member of the United Nations International Criminal Court, which I will thoroughly trash later on in the show. She was one of their judges. I think she's the vice president of the court or whatever. Her name is Elizabeth Odio Benito from Costa Rica. And her big claim to fame in the world is that she protects the rights of women and children. That's on her resume, how good she is, you know, as a UN judge. But while she was in Eastern Europe during all that Bosnia stuff, she's over there protecting the rights of women and children while the UN troops are raping the little girls on a regular basis during their peacekeeping operations. What a gigantic, monstrous hypocrite. Okay, so that was an aside. Let me get back to this article here. Here's some more lyrics from the song. Poverty in their kitchens, held hostage by oil for food, yet their own plates are full of the fat of their lands. There's no blood on their hands, right, Kojo? They promise to tell the truth without leaving a fingerprint, but they will lose the UN one way or another. The victim, I fear, will be us, sisters and brothers. And again, they come back at the lead singer and guitarist, Dave Mustaine. They say that he seems to be implying that the UN staffers are enriching themselves while the poor in their country suffer. His evidence is the alleged corruption of the Oil for Food program. An investigation of the alleged corruption of the Oil for Food program, led by former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker, cleared Kofi Annan of any wrongdoing, and Kojo has never been accused of committing any crime. All right, ladies and gentlemen, So the UN hires the former Federal Reserve chairman, you know, the biggest gangster banker in the world, to investigate the United Nations. You know, Paul Volcker is one of the big shots of the Council on Foreign Relations, the people that created the UN. And so basically what we have here is they have impaneled a group of foxes to determine why all the chickens are missing from the hen house, and the foxes have determined that the foxes didn't do it. Brilliant. Brilliant. Kind of reminds me of that time when Janet Reno hired John Danforth to investigate Janet Reno about the Waco thing, and lo and behold, he found out that she didn't do anything wrong. Same idea. Okay, now, it's preposterous. That's preposterous. Now, I want to go through one of the biggest books out there. It's been out a long time. It's called The Shadows of Power. It was written by James Perloff, and it talks about the creators of the United Nations. And the creators of the United Nations was in major, mostly it was this Council on Foreign Relations based in New York. The Council on Foreign Relations is the American branch of a British group, Council of International Affairs in Britain. It's the American version of it. And I want to get back too much back into the historical minutiae of it, but I guess I'll have to a degree. Let me go into some of this book by James Perloff, The Shadows of Power, and we'll talk about the CFR and their addiction to globalism. Of globalism, the first of these is the CFR advocates the creation of a world government. The charge is easily substantiated. Anyone who cares to examine back issues of Foreign Affairs, that's their magazine they've been publishing since 1921, will have no difficulty finding hundreds of articles that pushed, rather zealously or by soft sell, this concept of globalism. According to Admiral Ward, now Admiral Ward was a member of the CFR for many, many years, by the way, I digress, but he was a member, he was very critical of them, but he was in there listening to all their garbage. According to Admiral Ward, the CFR has a goal, submergence of U.S. sovereignty and national independence into an all-powerful one-world government. He wrote that, quote, this lust to surrender the sovereignty and independence of the United States is pervasive throughout most of the membership, end quote. And then he added, quote, in the entire CFR lexicon, there is no term of revulsion carrying a meaning so deep as America first. So there you have the CFR and their what they want. They want globalism. They want one world government, and it's not the republic. You know, that's not what they want. They want an oligarchy where they sit on the top and we all sit on the bottom. And they don't want that many of us down there sitting on the bottom either. They want to kill about 80% of us. By the time it's all over. And, you know, if you want to get some documentation on that, by the way, what you can do is you can go to Infowars.com and you can pre-order Alex's latest documentary, Endgame, because that's what it's all about. So you can go to Infowars.com and pre-order Endgame, which is, I think, going to be released real soon. I would be remiss if I didn't plug Endgame. Okay, now, let's talk about some of these people that founded this organization, the Council on Foreign Relations. 1921, Edward Mandel House. Okay, this guy was Woodrow Wilson's right-hand man. He was the Henry Kissinger of his day. And as an aside, kind of a disgusting aside, Edward Mandel House lived in Austin for a while, which is where this broadcast emanates from. And one of the local football fields is named after him, House Park, because he donated the land for it around 1911 or so. So when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about Mr. House and the CFR and our UN Bashathon. We'll continue. This is Bob Basie for Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's an assault upon America's freedom of religion by the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty? The laws are called hate crime laws. These laws will eventually shut down Christianity in America by accusing Christians of hate crimes. These laws are already being used in Canada, Britain, Australia, and Sweden against Christians for reading certain Bible passages. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Way up north,
up to the land,
way up north,
up to the land,
north to Alaska, go north, bless your song.
All right, this is Bob Dacey. I'm in a rush to bash the UN right now, so we're going to take that song down here pretty quick. Before I continue my bashathon, I want to remind you that for those of you in the Austin area, that Alex's new film, Endgame, will be having its premiere engagement at the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema. Take down these dates, October the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. And then November the 5th and 7th, and Alex Jones will be live at the October 22nd and November the 5th engagements, and you want to go see that if you're in the Austin area or if you're anywhere in Central Texas. That'll be great, because as Alex Jones says, they want you dead. All right.
Now, I was quoting from The Shadows of Power by James Perloff before the break, and I was talking about Edward Mandel House and how he was President Wilson's Henry Kissinger. And this is a quote from Wilson about House. "Mr. House is my second personality. He is my independent self. His thoughts and mine are one. If I were in his place, I would do just as he suggested. If anyone thinks he is reflecting my opinion by whatever action he takes, they are welcome to the conclusion." So basically, you know, House had Wilson in his pocket. And this is one of House's convictions about our Constitution. Are you ready for this? According to his own biographer, Arthur D. Howden Smith, House believed that, quote, "The Constitution, a product of 18th century minds and the quasi-classical medieval conception of republics, was thoroughly outdated, that the country would be better off if the Constitution could be scrapped and rewritten. But as a realist, he knew that this was impossible in the existing state of political education," end quote. So, Edward Mandel House writes a book, and this is when he was in Austin. It was published in 1912, called Philip Drew Administrator. I have a copy of that book. It is the most awful, god-awful prose you'd ever want to read. However, again, according to his biographer, he wrote it in a fictional form in order to obtain a wider audience for it. And basically, it's about an American military officer who ends up overthrowing our government, overthrowing our Constitution, overthrowing our Bill of Rights, and installing a dictatorship with him at the head. And according to the book, according to what House intended for the book, what may seem surprising is that the character Philip Drew was attempting to install what he called, quote, "socialism as dreamed of by Karl Marx." So there you have, this guy was the founder of the Council on Foreign Relations in 1921. This guy, he was the main drive for it, because at the end of World War One, the globalists in charge at that time, their League of Nations fell on its face because the U.S. Senate refused to ratify the treaty. So they decided, well, we need to get this CFR going so that we can go propagandize the American people, so the next time we try for this globalist body, the United Nations, they'll go for it. So let's talk about gains for globalism. This is how the CFR creates the UN. This is from the book. "Most Americans believe the UN was formed after World War II as a result of international revulsion at the horrors of the war. Actually, it originated in CFR intellects, and the term United Nations was in use as early as 1942. In January 1943, Secretary of State Cordell Hull formed a steering committee composed of himself, Neo Plavalsky, Isaiah Bowman, Sumner Wells, Norman Davis, and Myron Taylor. All of these men, with the exception of Hull, were in the CFR, later known as the Informal Agenda Group. They drafted the original proposal for the United Nations. It was Bowman, a founder of the CFR and a member of Colonel House's old inquiry, who first put forward the concept. They called in three attorneys, all CFR men, who ruled that it was constitutional. They then discussed it with FDR on June 15, 1944. The president approved the plan and announced it to the public that same day. The UN founding conference took place in San Francisco in 1945. More than 40 of the American delegates attending were CFR members. Prominent among them was Soviet agent Alger Hiss, who was Secretary General of the conference and helped draft the UN Charter." Okay, Alger Hiss, CFR member, was later arrested, charged, and convicted of being a spy for the Soviet Union, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, this is how the UN gets started, with a spy for Stalin. All right, when we get back from this break, we're going to continue with our UN Bashathon. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrate for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Job stress, painful relationships, unbearable money pressures, deteriorating health conditions. Are political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? It's true. Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product called a sleep generator is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government. Only an educated, informed public can stop them in their tracks.
Alex, shall I begin?
For the first time, all the pieces have been put together. The dots have been connected, and the picture is crystal clear. Earth's ruling elite believe they have discovered the fountain. But before they can attain it, 80% of us must die. A psychopathic technocracy is establishing world government so there can be no escape from their plan.
The New World Order is the old world order. I mean, it's just the names have changed, the appearances have changed.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
I would pull out the plane in Munich, they interrogated me 4 hours.
Some shots were fired.
I need you to move off the province.
Their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand.
Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Okay, that was Alex Jones talking about Endgame. You got to buy Endgame. Go to Infowars.com and pre-order that sucker, all right? And call your friends and tell them to do the same thing. Got to get this information out. Okay, before the break, I was bashing the UN. And I'm going to digress from bashing the UN for just a minute to remind you that President Bush loves the UN. He just thinks it's great. He loves globalism. And those neocons out there who think that he hates them and that he's an independent American, he can't stand all them UN people, you just don't know your facts. I'm going to give you two examples right now of how President Bush loves globalism and he hates the national sovereignty concept when it comes to the United States of America. Looking at an article from WorldNet Daily dated Monday, October the 8th, Bush backs Mexico rapist murderer. International court seeks to block death penalty in Texas. Washington. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear a case Wednesday in which the Bush administration will seek to overturn the death penalty of a convicted rapist murderer at the behest of the International Court of Justice. Jose Medellin confessed in 1993 to participating in the rape and murder of two Houston teenagers, Jennifer Erkman and Elizabeth Pena, were sodomized and strangled with their shoelaces. Medellin bragged about keeping one girl's Mickey Mouse watch as a souvenir of the crime. The intervention in the case by the Bush administration comes after the International Court of Justice found Medellin was not informed of his right to contact the Mexican consulate for legal assistance. And then the Texas Solicitor General, Ted Cruz, says, "We find ourselves in an unusual position. Texas is not regularly litigating against the United States, but sadly enough, the United States will appear alongside Medellin at the argument." And way later on in the article, it says, Cruz, who will argue the case for Texas, called Bush's unprecedented attempt to issue orders to the judicial branch, and the state courts in particular, breathtaking. Quote, "It is emphatically not the province of the president to say what the law is," end quote, he told the Houston Chronicle. Quote, "If this president's assertion of authority is upheld in this case, it opens the door for enormous mischief from presidents of either party. What might these presidents be inclined to do if they had the power to flick state laws off the books?" Yeah, or they could flick the United States Constitution off the books. Here's a classic example, one of a legion of them, of President Bush, who, as governor of Texas, presided over the executions of hundreds of people. Oh, but now he's the president. He's Mr. Globalist. And now he's siding with a convicted rapist murderer over the state of Texas. Now, neocons, put that in your pipe and smoke it, okay? Now, here's another one. Got this from the American Statesman here on the 13th. This is by Dan Baltz and Juliet Elperin of the Washington Post. Global warming. Nobel Peace Prize tops Gore's year of accolades. He's sharing the 2007 Nobel Peace Prize with a UN scientific panel, and he will use the award to heighten awareness of, quote, a true planetary emergency, end quote, from global warming and press the world's nations to combat its threats. Gore said he was deeply honored to be cited for his work and to share the prize with the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. John Ashton, Britain's special representative for climate change, said, quote, "The international community now understands that this is not only an environmental challenge like other environmental challenges, it is a fundamental challenge to international peace and security." Senator John Kerry said, This is a very important statement of transition on a global level. It's not only a tribute to Al's work, but a wake-up call to the administration and the U.S., who have been the global delayer on this. And later on in the article, it says that the climate panel, a group of more than 2,000 scientists from 130 countries, definitely blamed humans for global warming and said that rising temperatures, if left unchecked, would lead to widespread coastal flooding, starvation, and species extinction. Boo! It's almost Halloween. All right, now why did I read that in the middle of this Bush thing? Well, it's because, first let me just digress. Again, yeah, if global warming is happening, and you know there's some argument that the Earth is warming up, it's because of the sun. It's not because of you. It's not because of me. It's because of the sun. I would like Al Gore to explain how come Mars's ice caps are melting. It's because of the sun, Gore boy. Don't you understand it? Or maybe Mars, because of its proximity to the Earth, the millions and millions of miles away as it orbits way out there, maybe some of the fumes from Earth are wafting through space and going out there and getting on Mars and melting their polar ice caps. Maybe it's your SUV that did that. Come on, that's a crock, ladies and gentlemen. Why are the polar ice caps on Mars receding? I don't think Earth has anything to do with it. Anyway, I read that because I want to read this. This is from the American Statesman on the 4th of October. This is by Jim Abrams, Associated Press. As polar ice melts, White House warms to the UN Law of the Sea Pact. Oh, man, here's a sea monster that just will not go away. And an opportunity to bash the UN. Washington. The White House is pushing the Senate to ratify a long-spurned sea treaty that has gained new relevance with the melting of the polar ice cap and anticipated competition for the oil that lies below. The United States needs to join the Law of the Sea Convention and do it now, Deputy Defense Secretary Gordon England told senators recently. And here's a quote from Joe Biden, the committee's chairman. Far from threatening our sovereignty, the convention allows us to secure and extend our sovereign rights. Pardon me while I throw up. Opponents say it would impinge on the U.S. military and economic sovereignty. This is from Senator Jim Imhoff, Republican of Oklahoma. It's one more erosion of our sovereignty, end quote. He contended that none of the issues raised by Reagan, including the ceding of economic and security authority to the international bureaucrats, has changed. Now, here's the deal. You've got the Bush administration who just hates the UN. Oh, they just hate them so much. All the neocons will tell you that. Oh, Bush just hates the UN. He is jumping on this Law of the Sea Treaty, which they keep resurrecting. Now, what is the Law of the Sea Treaty? I'm not going to bore you with all the boring details, but I have an article written in 2004 by William F. Jasper of the New American magazine. It's called We Lose If Lost Wins. And I'd like to excerpt from it just to explain to you what the Law of the Sea Treaty that the Bush administration is backing really is. The treaty does create new jurisdictions and governing structures with real powers that threaten our national sovereignty. Among other things, LOST establishes an International Seabed Authority, that's the ISA, a new UN agency, oh boy, to control the minerals and other wealth of the sea floor. This also means granting the ISA control over two-thirds of the Earth's surface. No trifling matter. LOST designates this vast watery commons as the area. Article 136 of the treaty declares, quote, the area and its resources are the common heritage of mankind, end quote. And Article 137 informs us, quote, all rights in the resources of the area are vested in mankind as a whole, on whose behalf the authority shall act, end quote. That is certainly reassuring. The UN kleptocracy that has given us the massive Iraqi oil for food ripoff that has a proven record to be a bottomless sinkhole of corruption for the nearly 60 years just to administer the wealth of the oceans for the benefit of mankind. And later on in William F. Jasper's article, under LOST, the UN will finally have the tax and regulatory powers it has lusted after for so long, together with a commercial income stream independent of the purse strings of national legislatures. Any entrepreneur wishing to explore or mine the ocean floor would have to pay the authority and provide technical assistance to the enterprise. All right, so you understand, the UN, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the bottom line. These scum-sucking pigs at the UN, these sons of a motherless goat, are out to grab two-thirds of the earth and put it under their communist, socialist, totalitarian thumb. That's what the lost treaty is. And guess what? The Bush administration is backing it. Got that, neocons? When are you going to learn? Okay. Now, I want to make a little announcement here before I forget, before I continue my bashathon of the UN. I was just reading an article there from William F. Jasper of the New American Magazine. Tomorrow, in the second hour, from 12 to 1 Central Time, the president of the John Birch Society will be my special guest here on the Alex Jones Show. So that's from 12 to 1 tomorrow on the Alex Jones Show. We expect John McManus, the president of John Birch Society, to join me, and we're going to discuss the Birch Society's latest efforts to stop the North American Union, which is job one, number one project in the whole world right now. Because if we don't stop the UN, and it's part of the UN, that's part of the global government scheme to merge continents before we merge them into one global government. If we don't stop the North American Union, we're going to be toast. So anyway, that's tomorrow from 12 to 1, roughly. John McManus, the president of the John Birch Society, will be joining us. And you might want to go to www.jbs.org and go to www.thenewamerican.com and check up on it. Okay, now, bashing the United Nations. One of my favorite things to do. Is so easy. All you have to do is tell the truth. Now, I have the Universal Declaration of Human Rights in my hands right now. This is the founding era document of the United Nations. It was written in 1948. And this proves that the UN has not gone astray from its intended purpose. It's just not doing its intended purpose as well as they would like, which is one world government and to destroy our country. Now, all you got to do to find this document is to go on the UN website, click on English, click on the little gold bar at the top that says human rights, and then click on Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and you can read it for yourself. You know, and I'm not going to go through it in any detail like I've done in the past, because basically that would take up the whole hour. But I do want to point out a few things that it says in here, which are disgusting, which is mainly Article 29, Section 3. Article 29, Section 3 is the biggie. You got this thing, and it, in flowery language, tells you you have more rights than anybody could possibly imagine. A lot of them, they're all bogus, by the way, so you can just, you know, forget about how great they are, because they're not. They're bogus. But Article 29, Section 3 takes them all away. The bogus rights that UN gives you are taken away by Article 29, Section 3. Let me read that. These rights and freedoms may in no case be exercised contrary to the purposes and principles of the United Nations. Let me read that again. All the stuff that they list above, all your glorious rights, may in no case. What does that mean, no case? How many cases does that mean you get to exercise them? No case. These rights and freedoms may in no case be exercised contrary to the purposes and principles of the United Nations. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, you disagree with the UN, you don't have any human rights. They wrote this in 1948, founding era document, and they love it. They love it. Now, Article 30 punctuates Article 29, because what it says is, you also have no right to disagree with anything in this document. That's what it says. Let me read it. Verbatim, Article 30. Nothing in this declaration may be interpreted as implying for any state, group, or person any right to engage in any activity or to perform any act aimed at the destruction of any of the rights and freedoms set forth herein. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. According to this Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the glorious attainment of human rights, the next step above the Bill of Rights of the United States Constitution, aren't you just falling over with joy? According to this document, you have no right to disagree with it. And by the way, one of the rights that they mention in here that you have no right to disagree with is in Article 28. Everyone is entitled to a social and international order in which the rights and freedoms set forth in this declaration can be fully realized. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, this document, 1948, tells you one of your human rights is to a new world order. And again, Article 30 says you have no right to oppose it. So, again, the United Nations, I've said this many times, is an excrement sandwich with chocolate frosting on the outside. It looks real good, but don't you dare take a bite, because you're not going to like what you taste. All right, we'll be back after this break and continue our UN Bashathon on the Alex Jones Show. I'm going to leave you.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Okay, Bob Dacey back on the Alex Jones Show, substituting for Alex Jones. And again, we've been talking about bashing the UN. And boy, I just love to bash the UN because they're a bunch of scum-sucking pigs and sons of a motherless goat. And they are pathetic and worthless. I mean, what else can I say? Let's give you another example of that. We're talking about the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, their founding document that they all kiss the behind of all the time. Let's talk about Article 19. That is the freedom of the press article that the UN enshrines gloriously as one of your glorious human rights. Let's read it. Everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. This right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference and to seek, receive, and impart information and ideas through any media, regardless of frontiers. Now, Bob, come on, how could you be against that? Well, I'm not against that. Problem is, they're against that. These guys will even trash their own press corps and blow off Article 19 if it interferes with what they want. What, you want an example? Okay. I have a story from Newsmax.com, dated May the 27th, 2003. UN slamming the door on Taiwan. And excerpting from it, Secretary General Kofi Annan refused to let the Director General of Taiwan's Economic Office in New York City brief reporters on Taipei's response to the SARS crisis. Okay, let me just go through this real briefly. Okay, a few years ago we had the SARS crisis, that disease, it was going to kill us all, right? Okay, so they were going to have a conference in New York, and Taiwan, which is over there where the disease is, wanted to send a representative, you know, because they're all part of global humanity and all that, right? Okay, and back to the article. In explaining Annan's recent reversal, spokesman Fred Eckert explained that the UN has a firm one-China policy. And then, of course, the president of the United Nations Correspondents Association, that's their own press guys, okay? The guy's name is Jenkins. He, the UN's own press corps, he says, he told reporters that, quote, "The government of the People's Republic of China is the only government that has chosen to interfere with our right to speak with whomever we please," end quote. Now, this was actually, some of this actually appeared on C-SPAN, where this guy, Jenkins, got up and asked His Eminence why he, what's the matter with Article 19? What, don't you respect Article 19, our right to disseminate information regardless of borders and without interference? And why didn't you let the guy from Taiwan into the SARS conference? And Kofi Annan looked this guy square in the face and told him,
yes, we love the Article 19 of the Universal Declaration of the Human Rights, but you must respect our principles, and one of them is that there is only one China.
So there you have it. Kofi Annan was actually trumping Article 19 with Article 29, Section 3, which says you don't have any rights if you disagree with the UN. I mean, there you have it. They'll go after their own press corps and trash their so-called rights. That's documented. You can watch Kofi say it on TV, you know? So tell me about it. Tell me about how glorious and wonderful the UN is. They're a bunch of scum, and they're a bunch of trash, and that's all there is to it. Smiley-faced totalitarians is all they are. You got that? Smiley-faced totalitarian scum. And I'll say that till the cows come home, even though I'm violating their Universal Declaration by doing so. All right, this is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones. We'll be back in a very short time to continue our UN bashathon.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.